Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for February 5th, 2025. And we're going to be looking at a very interesting question. This is from a lady who does not want her name used at all, and that's fine. And she is from the Midwest, she says. That's all she'll tell me. She recently had a human heartbreak with her lover, someone she cared very much about, and she wants to understand how to get him back and that kind of thing. We've all been there, I'm sure. And he's being obstinate, she says. So she wanted to know this, just one thing. And she was very timid about this. She's been listening to this broadcast for only a few months, so she doesn't really know me yet. And any of you who know me in all of this know probably where I'm going to go, but listen to me here. She asks, can love conquer all? Well, the real question is, can love conquer you? Not your boyfriend or not your concerns about your worldly life, but can it actually conquer you? Can you let love live you? Now, when I say this to people, typically they hear it from the place where love is something that is emotional, is human, and that's what they're basically living from. So when I say let love live you, they're thinking, well, I'm emotional, I've got emotions, I let love live me. No, this is not what it's all about. Human love is human love, and you must understand something. The human heart is very fragile. And it's very conditional. People love one another for a reason and generally a purpose. For women, it's the purpose of taking care of them, of initiating some kind of entitlement in their life so they don't have to worry about earning a living. They want things their way. And, you know, yeah, you think I'm a anti-woman thing. I'm not a misogynist, but it is the truth. It's the nature of our DNA. It's the nature of a woman in her DNA, just like it is in the man who in his DNA is seeking to do the Neanderthal thing. You know, us men, we are knuckle draggers. We want people for a reason in our life, a purpose. And it gets very primitive. It gets down to just setting the table and having sex. It's both those things. Can you cook? Can you have sex? Are you good in bed? And are you good in front of the oven? That's about as far as it goes with men. We don't want to admit that. We don't even know it. We do not know that that's what we're doing. That's not in the genre of our assumptive thinking. We just don't want to think it, and women won't admit it either. They prance around. I was watching this thing on YouTube about golf, and they have these women who are prancing around the golf greens, scantily clad, very, very scantily, and they're playing golf in their bikinis and such. And this is the natural state of a woman to try to attract a wealthy man. A man that will take care of her, a man that finds her intriguing, appealing, so she can be and live in the assumption of her self-importance as being that of her body. I recently had a colleague say to me, I am finding that as I grow older, my congregation doesn't find me attractive anymore, hence they're not listening much to me. And I understand. I get it. I understand the whole psychology of it all. And, you know, people can refute this and try to argue the point. It's useless. If you read Robert Sapolsky's work, Determined, if you read his book about how we live our life, determined to live from our biology, then you will understand a great deal. So can love conquer all? The question is, can love conquer you and me? Can I let love live me rather than my genetics, my DNA, all the other stuff that I have going on in my body and live as a biological being? It is said that the nature of glass is to break. It is also said that it is the nature of the heart to be broken. And it will be broken. Your human heart will break. If you live your life for the sake of your emotionality, you're going to find nothing but pain, sorrow, regret. You will never have the remorse to understand what the true value of love is, and that is a generosity that forgives and has mercy. But this is not something that we would attribute to the human heart. You can't. You have to understand the nature of the human heart. It is all based in self-preservation, not in love, in self-preservation. So if you're going to let love live you, you would have to come to a certain place where you are inwardly more interested in the state of a love that can't be taught, it can only be caught. And most people are not interested in that, and they've lost their acuity to be able to live in that or to find it, because they're only interested in the comfort of their body, the comfort of having people like them. I have students. I have this one student. He's a perpetual idiot. He just is. He can't help it. He lives for the adoration of his wife, and his wife knows it, and she kicks his ass all over the street, especially when she wants something. And he was in a huge argument, and he texted me, and all the blarney going on with it, and he said, "I will never be enough for my wife." Well, duh, and she doesn't want you to be enough. She's got you on a hook, and she wants you to stay there and feel like you're not enough, so you'll do more. That's the human heart. It's a ploy. It's just a way of dealing with him. He's a nutcase. They both are. And he just doesn't get it, and they go nutty because they get all emotional. When you get emotional about yourself or other people, or you think you love them because you're all emotional, you're making a huge mistake. You're not honoring the person you think you love or you say you love. You're putting them through your genetics, your DNA. You're putting them through your heritage. You're putting them through a lot of things that do nothing but bring about sorrow and misery. So people who think they're in love or think that love conquers all don't really understand what they're saying. The question is, will love conquer me? Will I let love live me rather than let my emotions and my passions run and ruin my life? Will I? That's the big question. Will you? So to answer your question, if it's real love, if it's authentic love, it doesn't conquer anything. It reveals the truth. It reveals the reality of what it means to be generous. And generosity is found in, first of all, having some sense of mercy, and second of all, in forgiveness. And I think it would be more important for you to examine your own state of love rather than thinking that love is going to get you something that you want, a person that you want, so you can live the lifestyle you believe you so rightly deserve and are entitled to. How about that? Oh, that makes me popular. There you go. I'm grateful for your ears. I hope it helped you. And if I can further help you in all of this, always know that I'm just an email away. Thank you all for listening this week. We'll be back in the air next week. Please forgive me. Namaste.